Hi everyone, welcome to Loose Lips with me, Georgie Porter. Hi everyone, and the wonderful Sharon Carpenter. You look really pretty today, Sharon.
Oh, thank you. You do as well. Thank you so much. I'm feeling kind of florally. I'm still in France at the moment. I'm actually in, it's sort of like a little kind of country farmhouse, sort of a place where my parents live. It's an agricultural village. There's not one store here. There's no post office, there's no restaurant, there's no nothing aside from animals, sheep, a couple of donkeys, and a bunch of farmers. And it's beautiful, by the way. So I'm literally talking to you from the middle of nowhere.
You're like having a city like detox, aren't you, really? Like
totally.
Completely in the green.
It's been interesting because somebody left a message on my Instagram the other day saying, okay, so you go from 40-40... because I went to the 40-40 anniversary party where Jay-Z was, right? So they're like, oh, so you go from 40-40 with Jay-Z to Malta, to like a little country place in the middle of France. Yeah, I'm living a really interesting life right now.
You're living. You are living.
Like, yeah, I feel like I am before I like dive back into like crazy, crazy work stuff again when I get back. But I've been enjoying it. These past few weeks have been really fun.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Can I tell you something, Sharon?
Of course.
So I don't know whether you can notice, but my...
Wait, what?
Well, my smile...
That special glow.
My smile.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Oh, no. Just my teeth glow, as in one of my tooth, died.
And what do you mean?
It went like black, like it went like a dark color. And even my mum was like, yeah, I was going to say this to you, like your tooth looks a bit weird. And so I finally got into the dentist because like it takes an age to get into your dentist, I think, corona situations.
Oh, it's tough to get in there these days, yeah.
It's so tough. And I had to have a root canal and a crown. And so I'm a big fan of the dentist, though. This is my secret pleasure.
Oh, you enjoy, because you like pain. You've already told me that when you got the jab, the vaccine, you kind of enjoyed it.
I'm a fan of the pain. And the dentist, he was so cool. He was like giving me like a brief before, like, okay, so I'm just going to give you some warnings. And I went, listen, Tom, I already know. I have to have my mouth open for at least over an hour. You're going to put a plastic sheet there, which is connected by a frame. And you're going to do some drilling. And you're going to pull this out. And I basically told him
I've been dreaming about this all month.
It was like, if you're going to be in any pain, put your hand up. I went, that won't be any happening. I will literally be sat on my hands. It's going to be fine.
So you're like, give me no anesthesia. Give me nothing. Like, just drill. Just drilling.
Yeah. Like, but then I like the needle going in and I like how all that numb it goes. And I just,
it's really weird. Like the needle going into your gum.
Yeah, and I didn't even feel it this time. I was a bit upset that I didn't feel it.
You're like, more pain. Just a thing in there.
So weird, isn't it? But I had to have my mouth open for a full hour don't tell my boyfriend this because he'll get ideas. But I literally had to go through the dribbling on the chin. Like,
oh, and then you can't swallow. That's so hard.
That's the weirdest thing in it when you're like...
Yeah, but you enjoyed that too, no doubt.
Yeah, weirdly. I mean, I also, the only thing I don't enjoy is that, you know, when dentists talk to you when you got your mouth open and you just want to talk back and you're like, why are you asking these questions? Or why are you saying really cool subjects and gossip when I literally can't join in?
They're trying to distract you, yeah, aren't they? But it ends up distracting you even more. Like, in a bad way.
Because you just want to talk and answer. And then you have this list of things that you want to remember to ask and talk about when they want to kick you out of the surgery. And you're like, oh, okay, thanks. I did have something to say on that bit, but never mind, because it's gone now. So it's just awkward.
So which tooth? I was going to say, they actually look really white. Did you get them whitened as well?
No, they're just that white. I think because it was a dark tooth now. You just don't know which is the one, so it's...
Which one was it? You know, is one of the front ones? No, we can't tell.
I actually don't know, because I'm trying to shorten my smile so I'm not so chipmunky in life, you know what I mean?
Wait, let's see the real smile and the shortened smile. Hold on. Okay, that's a nice big smile. Okay, and let's see the short smile.
Do you like your smile, Sharon?
You look a little constipated when you do that short smile.
Do you love your smile?
Sort of. Yeah, in some pictures I really like my smile, and then in other pictures I'm like, where did my top lip go?
You have a great smile.
Oh, thank you. But I do need to whiten my teeth. I definitely need to whiten my teeth. I licked my teeth the other day. I'm like, oh, they're a little on the yellow side. But I don't want to go through that pain. The pain of the laser whitening, it's just not even worth it. I would rather have brown teeth than go through that. I will do the half hour white strips, which I've got them at
they're
home.
Good.
I
just haven't actually,
I always forget to do it. Like, I'll
they're
do
the good ones.
They're the good ones, and it's not too extreme. Like, they do have more extreme ones that whiten your teeth in like 2.5 hours and you leave it on for that whole time. No, makes my teeth super sensitive. The half hour ones is a nice balance, and then you do it every other day if they still get too sensitive. So that's the route I'm gonna take if I remember to actually get it done.
Yeah,
that's my problem.
No, that is a good always. And you'll always love the teeth being whitened and whatever. It's never a bad thing. Just go through the pain. Just be like me, love the pain and go through it.
So do you like that pain of teeth whitening as well? Because that's where I draw the line.
No, that is... toothache and tooth pain is always the worst, isn't it?
I'd rather it's terrible.
Get butchered until it stops hurting. I don't want to clean my teeth till they bleed. Like, that's just a bad thing, I suppose. I know. Oh, my God. I'm one of those weird sadomasochist things about my mouth. I'm not going to say that anymore. It sounds weird. What am I trying
to do? That hurts just thinking about it. No, my teeth are quite sensitive. So I don't, no teeth pain, no teeth sensitivity. Like, yeah. But good to know. Yeah, you enjoy a little pain then. Pain is pleasure.
Good to know.
All right. Here's a painful story. No, it's not, actually. It's kind of a cool story. So news story number one, Kanye West may be launching his own, wait for it, homeware line. Now, I expect a lot from Kanye, but I didn't expect this. So Kanye West, he looks to be channeling his inner Martha Stewart on the heels of huge music success, of course, and fashion success as well. He's a billionaire now, isn't he? He is taking a crucial step towards launching his own line of homeware products. According to Legal Docs, Ye's company Mascot Holdings filed a trademark application to slap the name Kanye West on a bunch of home line products. Now, it's not yet clear if his quest to legally change his name to Ye will affect this new venture, but some of the products that will bear his name in some sort of fashion include shower curtains, textile wall hangings, towels, placemats, and blankets, and a whole lot of blankets are that, by the way. Apparently, bed blankets, throw blankets, golf blankets, using cashmere, fleece, and silk. Now, in terms of the name situation, in the filing with Los Angeles Superior Court, West aims to distill. His full name, Konye Omari West, to just Ye, with no other first name or surname, citing personal reasons. A judge will now need to approve the filing, explaining the change in a radio interview that year. He said, "I believe Ye is the most commonly used word in the Bible. And in the Bible, it means you. So I'm you, I'm us, it's us." He said his name went from Konye, which means the only one, to just Ye, just being a reflection of our good, our bad, our confused, everything. Ye was the title of his studio album he released that year. Confused is right. I'm a little confused there. But the word in the Bible is ye, not actually Ye, even though it's spelled the same way.
It's like ye.
Yeah, hear ye, exactly.
Like, listen, everyone, like, hear ye. Like,
exactly. So, hear you guys, so listen up, even though I don't know if that exact phrase is in the Bible, but something along those lines. Both of us obviously know it really well. Something along those lines. And no, he's actually yay, but that's an interesting background story.
I mean, it can't just be simple with him, with his name, just the name situation. It's not like, I just want to shorten it. Like, you can't just be like, I just want to shorten my name. It has to be, no, because there's real deep reasons and levels to why I'm going to shorten my name, and it all involves everybody on this planet. He's so extra and deep in that sense.
He's definitely extra, but when I think of the changing of names, I think of Diddy, because isn't Diddy called Love Now or something? It's like,
every time
I need to, you know, get a little publicity, get a little attention on me, let me change my name. Because the thing is, just change the name. Like, if Kanye just changes his name and then tells us after the fact, instead of telling us while you're going through the process of changing the name, that might be the best way to approach it. Because then it's already done. You know, there's no question there. You are yay from now on. But Diddy, you know.
Or just...
Why does it have to be legally
changed by a superior court? It's like, what? Why?
I guess he's like taking it super seriously, but yet he's trademarking Konye West to be on these household products. I don't know. A little confusing. But would you wear, or would you use, a Konye West shower curtain?
Well, I'm a fan of blankets. I love me a blanket.
Yeah, a nice cozy blanket.
I love having a blanket around me all times. Like, a golf blanket. If I played golf, I'd probably use a blanket. So, to be honest, he has me sold already. And I'm quite a fan of his, like, neutral colors and shades. And I probably will fall for it. And, yeah, want it to be, like, the real thing.
Yeah, because the thing is, there's no real arguing with the fact that the guy has taste. The guy he knows quality. He does know fashion. He did help design his house with Kim Kardashian and do the interior design and everything. They did a great job there. So although his style is a little too quirky for me sometimes, I would have no issue having some Kanye West household products in my home, because I'm pretty sure they're going to be made out of really good quality fabrics, and they're going to look good, and they're going to look really, really stylish. So I'm excited to see what he does with it. But this is exactly why Kanye is a billionaire, right? Because he does all this extra stuff. It's not just the music. Music doesn't make people billionaires. It just does not. But having all these other businesses, I like the way his mind works. Not all the time, but sometimes, as a businessman. And what's interesting as well is that Kim Kardashian is doing the same thing, because she trademarked KKW Home. So obviously she's going to come out with her own home care line or home product line as well. And maybe it's going to be like a his and hers thing, because these two obviously still have a very strong connection. Not as strong as my Wi-Fi connection right now, which is not very strong at all. Out here in the middle of nowhere,
their relationship is stronger than your Wi-Fi connection.
It certainly is. But you saw at Kanye had a whole bunch of these really epic listening parties for his new album Donda, which has now been released. And the last one that he held, he had Kim Kardashian sort of walk down the aisle, makeshift aisle, if you will, wearing a wedding dress. and sort of did a live action replay of their wedding, even though they're supposed to be getting divorced. So there's a lot going on with these two.
He's so far in his mind, in thoughts, that it actually becomes the norm in our lives.
It does. Like,
his clothing range and his Yeezys of just literally everybody's got a pair. I literally don't own a pair, but everybody literally owns a pair of his trainers, I'm sure.
They do. I don't own a pair either, but I certainly have respect for it. And wait, if I disappeared again? Oh, yeah. No, neither of us do, but I am excited about the Gap line, to be honest. Like the stuff that he's doing with Gap, and I haven't bought anything from Gap in goodness knows how long.
But now you want to.
Now I kind of want to own a Kanye West Gap jacket or something.
What? How does he get us? How does he get our mind? Because I'm the same. I don't want to wear Gap. I don't want to put a rug on my backseat of my car. But if it's got Kanye's name on it, I might do that.
He just has a way of making things cool. Even when sometimes you see him walking down the street and he's wearing like some dad jeans and shoes that don't go and like an oversized jacket. But he makes it look cool.
Yeah, he does. Right? He's winning. And actually, I quite enjoy it. I think good luck, really.
I think good luck. Whose sheets would you rather be between, though? Kanye West sheets or Kim Kardashian home sheets? Which do you think are going to be more luxurious and comfortable?
Oh, I'm guessing Kim's probably work for our skin better or something.
Yeah, and there's probably some beauty element in there, right?
Yeah, like some coconut oil that just rubs onto your skin when you lie in it. Or like Kanye's will be folded in a certain way that it looks like your bed's hovering in space.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to admit, these two have really, really grown on me. And Kanye just keeps putting out epic music. I haven't listened to the new album yet, but I'm excited to. And it's doing well. Interesting. Yeah. Not all the critics love it, but I think it's doing well in terms of streams.
Yeah, it's good. Talking of music, Sharon.
Yeah.
We've got our news number two, which is absolutely... This excites me so much. ABBA reuniting for the first time in 40 years. After years of delay...
Yeah, Mamma Mia!
Yes, after years of delay and teasing on social media, ABBA have finally officially reunited, announcing the new album, Voyage, out November the 6th. Although the Swedish pop group sang Me and I at a private gala in 2016, their first time performing since 1986, this marks their first time officially reuniting in 40 years. Ahead of the release, they dropped the reflective ballad, I Still Have Faith in You, and the disco gem, Don't Shut Me Down. In addition, ABBA will also perform a digital concert on May the 27th, 2022, which they first announced in 2016, made through Luke George's Industry Light and Magic. ABBA Voyage will take place at Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park Arena in London. General tickets are available on September the 7th. That's to get, like, you know, all your parents and stuff, like, get tickets for them guys because they'll freak out.
Absolutely.
It's been a while since we made music together, the band said in a statement. Almost 40 years, actually. We took a break in the spring of 1982 and now we've decided it's time to end it. They say it's foolhardy to wait more than 40 years between albums. What a sentence. So we've recorded a follow-up to The Visitors. We simply called it Voyage. And they're truly sailing in uncharted waters. They are like still back in the
80s.
Do you love them? Do you love them?
I love ABBA. And the reason I love ABBA is my dad used to really love their music. So he used to play their music a lot. And my song, I think, is going to be Dancing Queen. And then Money, Money, Money. Of course, because I like money. And I like to dance. What are your favorites?
So I remember one Christmas I bought myself, because my mum's the worst present buyer ever, I bought myself the ABBA album Gold, and I think it had all the hits and it was on CD, and I just used to play it over and over and over. and I just fell in love with them, and I absolutely love them. And whenever a song comes on, I'm just like,
ah, you just want to dance. So amazing.
They're just brilliant musicians.
I think the difficult thing is always when there's new music, when there's a group that is just absolutely iconic and legendary and their songs have been around for decades and then they want to put out their new music, right? And just people in general can be very sort of fickle about that stuff, or it's like, no, I want to hear the old stuff. I don't want to hear the new stuff. So I'm going to be really interested to see how fans react to this new album. Are you excited to hear... Is it Voyager? Are you excited to hear the new album?
I have heard a little tiny, like a few sentences. And to be honest, it sounds similar to what they've always made. Because I agree with you. It's always weird when people come back and you're like, why are you trying to be different? Or why are you trying to upgrade to what's now? When really, we loved you because of what you were and who you would like being then. And so I think it's quite similar. I'm not sure about the whole album. Yeah, I don't know about that. But... also, what's funny, Sharon, don't you think how they're like doing digital? Like, I find it funny how they're, I don't want to say they're so old, but they're really old. And they've like taken 2022, like the year, as like digital, and they've become like a digital vision of themselves, which I kind of find funny because like, I just think that's funny because we're still not really in a digital... I don't know. I feel like they've gone really into the future and they've gone, this is how we see 2022. That is what we are. Laser beams and fake digital versions of ourselves.
Like a hologram or something. Well, I always feel like if the Queen can FaceTime, then ABBA can do a virtual concert. Right? If the Queen can FaceTime, anyone can embrace technology. What's interesting about it is that they announced it in 2016. Did they know in 2016 that in 2022 they're going to be getting back together? They're in their 70s now, and I actually love the fact it sort of proves that you're never too old when you are a legend, even if you're not a legend, even if you're embarking on a new career. I just always like to take the belief that you're never too old to follow your dreams. And I love the fact that these guys are coming back together 40 years later. I'm actually interested in seeing this virtual concert, to be honest. I'm interested in seeing it myself.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll get a ticket for myself as well and check that out. I'm also interested to see how do they find that balance between sort of sticking to the music we all know and love them for, but maybe modernizing it a tad so that it makes sense to today's times. Because, yeah, it's been 40 years.
Yeah, and also, like, I think, you know, when bands disappear and you kind of miss them, and then it is just right for them to come back. And like you said, I wonder if they'll, like, upgrade the songs a little bit or if they change it a little bit, because what will the young folk think? The youth, will they like it?
Exactly. There's a group, I don't know if you know them, I might have talked about them before because my friend works with them doing PR, but they're called The Zombies. And I had one of them on my Instagram live show, Colin Blunstone. Rod Argent is the other one. And then they've also got some other members of the band. But they're in their 70s and they're really getting their second wind right now. They were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame like a year or so ago. They've got this new fan base. It's a young fan base because all these younger artists have sampled their music, and their music's also in movies, in ads and commercials, etc. Their songs are just everywhere. She's Not There and Time of the Season, those two especially. And I just love to see that they're still doing what they love at 70 something years old. They're still sort of traveling when they can. Obviously, COVID's put a bit of a stop to it. But I just like seeing people, you know, really live up to their full potential and follow their passion no matter what age.
Yeah.
And to see, if we can benefit too by seeing a classic band, a classic group, a legendary group come back together and perform the songs that we love, is a win-win situation.
Absolutely. It's just great news, that one. Brilliant news.
Who would you love to see reunite? Which band would you love to see get back together?
Oh, see, I'm, oh, well, some people have died. Queen are like, when they did come back together with Adam Lambert, and that was incredible. I think I like TLC. That's what I mean. Everyone's died. I think like Backstreet Boys. What? Which one's Justin Timberlake in? Is he a Backstreet Boy?
NSYNC. He's NSYNC.
NSYNC. I'd like. See, you know when like one of them goes off and then like goes.
And
crazy,
he becomes a superstar,
well.
Or she becomes the superstar.
Yeah, like Harry Styles in Direction, One Direction. Like, I think I just, all those. What about you?
You know who I'd love to see get back together? Oasis. Just because there's been so much hatred between the two brothers. They can't stand each other. So I would love to see them just grow up. Put the past behind them and make some new good music.
Do you know what? Do you know what I see that as? As a proper Manc family, just a little, like the way brothers and sisters just argue each other constantly and they, like, you know, they give each other shit.
It's just like, some typical Manchester BS.
Yeah. But really, in the end, the more you're aggressive, the more they love each other, I feel. That's all it is. And I think like one day they might just come back together because they're just throwing the toys out of the pram, aren't they? Do you follow him on Twitter, Liam Gallagher? He is the funniest.
Oh, wait, do you know them?
Well, no, I just follow him on Twitter. And
okay.
I think I've met his daughter once because her mum was in the jungle and she was like, my mum was in the jungle. And I was like, I was in the jungle too. So we spoke and she was like really nice, just really chatty, down to earth, normal girl. So I thought, oh, he'd probably be a proper laugh. Probably be a bit annoying at the end of a night. You'd probably be a bit like, can you go to bed now? Because you're just a bit going on a bit much. But I reckon, I agree. I think Oasis would be buzzing.
Yeah, because I mean, they're legends in their own right. And they've still got a lot of time. I think people would be really excited to hear new music from them.
Yeah. I mean, they've got separate bands, haven't they? It's just not the same. But when they're together, I think it would be like life-changing for us all. We'd all bond again. We'd all come back together, especially Manchester. We'd absolutely buzz our bums off.
It will reunite the world. So there you go, Liam and Noel. You know what to do.
Yeah.
All right. So do we have a break now?
Yeah, break.
Joyce just took a break. We're having a little break. A shorter
Why
one
not?
Than theirs. We'll be back.
Welcome to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, a brand new podcast bringing together people's real ghost, extraterrestrial and paranormal stories, as well as getting some inside details from those who study the supernatural. I'll be listening through your paranormal stories every week and try to understand them, as well as chatting about my own encounters with an occasional paranormal investigator too. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts from, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast. Just search for Paranormal Activity with Yvette Fielding.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're back, everyone, and we have our first listener letter of the episode. This one is from Brittany, and Brittany is saying, my work is taking me to a Michelin star restaurant next week, and I have no idea what to wear. My normal getup is jeans and a t-shirt. I feel out of my depth. Help. Oh, I love a good Michelin star restaurant. Guaranteed good food.
Yes. I love food so much. And when it's like, it has the 5-star rating and you know you're going to have a good time and just think, oh, we want everything. How can we eat the whole menu?
I know. Then you feel extremely guilty afterwards, but it's worth it.
Mm. So what would you wear to a Michelin star restaurant, Sharon?
See, I like to get dressed up, but if I've had to dress up a lot, the days sort of earlier that day or earlier that week, then maybe I would tone it down a little bit. And I think that if she's going to wear jeans, if jeans are her comfort zone, this is what I would do. I would go for really dark denim, almost a black denim or a really, really deep navy denim. Not distressed or anything like that. Very smart pair of jeans and pair that with a beautiful blouse and some nice heels. And then that's a great way. That's always a great way to dress up jeans. There's nothing that says you can't wear jeans to a Michelin star restaurant, in my opinion, at least. But just make sure they're the dressier type of jeans, really well put together, no distressed denim. But what I would probably go for and what I recommend, I mean, this is your chance to really show a different side of yourself, right? If you're always in jeans and a t-shirt at work, now is your chance to really show them that, you know, you clean up well. Throw on a dress, maybe a pencil skirt and a nice blouse or just a really nice dress. If you're not really into sort of that sort of a silhouette, maybe go for something that's sort of fitted on top and kind of flary. Anything, I think, as long as it's sort of more on the dressier side, because you want to look like you've made an effort, especially if they're paying those big bucks to take you out to dinner. You can do your part. And you know, even if it's slightly outside of your comfort zone, you'll do it and you'll probably really enjoy it.
Yeah.
What would you wear, Georgie?
See, I love getting dressed up. Sometimes I'm overdressed in certain situations and I'm the only one in a dress and heels and I'll be like, it's okay, I'll just own it. Or sometimes I like to go really, really far, like super, like my actual boyfriend's t-shirt and a pair of jeans or like, you know, I've literally slept in that night. I go so really far.
In either direction.
On how I feel that day. And you know what? I always have a situation with or a problem, not problem, but it's always a bit like, is if I'm going out with the girls or some friends or someone phones me beforehand and says, what are you wearing? And I'd be like, I don't know. Yeah, like I won't know until that time comes. I'm not someone who forward plans my outfits. I can't, what if I don't fit in it that day and I'll just lie on the floor for 40 minutes going, I'm not going, I can't go. So for me, it all depends on my mood and how I feel that day. And if my makeup's fresh and my hair's good and my clothes are relatively cleaned and ironed, I can generally get away with it, I think, because I think everybody dresses differently, don't they? And it's what you feel comfortable in. And like you said, I think that's a really good shout, what you said, like a dark jean and a blouse. That is tends to be, you could still go out after the restaurant and still dance in a club if you're allowed.
You can take your flats. You could have been in the day if you want.
Yeah, yeah. So that's like a good one for everything. Also, if you don't feel comfortable in a dress but fancy a dress, we're getting to that season now of like you could wear tights. Like tights is acceptable. So if you want to like cover up your legs or anything like that, that's a situation.
Not where I am right now. It is hot and sweaty in France where I am right now, and then also in the UK, but definitely soon. Yeah, so Georgie, I'm just like you. I'm the sort of person, I have no idea what I'm going to wear until about 15 minutes before I'm supposed to be ready. Well, I might have a faint idea, but really I go off of how do I feel in that exact moment? Do I feel like sort of going all the way and doing something fancy? Or do I want to be a little more low-key and go for casual chic? So my friends get very frustrated, my girlfriends who text me like, what are you wearing? I want to match.
Yeah, because what's this thing as well of like, are you wearing flats or wearing heels? I'm like, I'll decide when I've got there. I don't know when I've got home, I'll decide what shoes I want and what will go with what, because some things might be in the wash what I really wanted to wear, and then that's even more frustrating. So it's best to just not plan too far ahead, isn't it?
Exactly. And just go with it. We're very, very spur of the moment. But yeah, you know, hopefully that helps. And enjoy the food. Whatever you do, just make sure you're comfortable and enjoy.
Sharon, I can't keep back from the next news. I'm so sorry.
This I know you're excited about this. Me.
Obviously, I'm a Manc and I've supported Manchester United all my life. And probably never been able to be so vocal about how excited I am right now. But this is Ronaldo returns to Manchester United.
Unbelievable.
Now, I've got a really big problem here because I can't say his name. And how, no matter how much I try,
Cristiano Ronaldo, isn't it?
Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah.
It's a nice name.
It's amazing if I could say it.
Yeah.
So Ronaldo says he's back where I belong at Manchester United and dedicated his return to the club to former boss Sir Alex Ferguson. He's a hero. United have paid an initial €1 million, that's 12.85 million pounds, to sign the 36-year-old from Juventus a decade after he left the club to join Real Madrid. I'm so educated in football names.
I can tell.
He has signed a 2-year contract with the option to extend for another year. Woo! Everybody who knows me knows about my never-ending love for Manchester United, he wrote on Instagram. The years I've spent in this club were absolutely amazing, and the path we've made together is written in gold letters in the history of its great and amazing institution. I can't even start to explain my feelings right now as I see my return to Old Trafford announced worldwide. It's like a dream come true. After all the times that I went back to play against Manchester United and even as an opponent, to have always felt such love and respect from the supporters in the stands, this is absolutely 100% the stuff that dreams are made of. Sharon, how do you feel about this?
Well, I'm going to show you how ignorant I am about football right now. I didn't know he was with Manchester United in the first place. So I was really excited about it. And I'm like, return to Manchester United. Who knew? But no, I think it's awesome. And in terms of how much he's getting paid, so it's that 12 million signing bonus, right? But then he's also getting $20 million a year for 2 years. So that's $52 million he's going to be getting to play for them over the next 2 years. Now, I like Manchester United, but here's why, because I don't know a lot about football and I have supported Watford football team just because I'm from there. But when I was playing HQ, or when I was hosting HQ in the UK, Manchester United, those guys used to play all the time. So a bunch of the guys reached out to me and I became friends with a couple of them, like Jesse Lingard is a friend of mine. Luke Shaw as well would like tell me how well he'd done in the games and, you know, absolutely loved playing. So that's how I sort of started paying attention to what Manchester United was doing, because they all used to play. But Ronaldo, I mean, you know, he's awesome, right? He's incredible. He's one of the best football players out there.
Incredible. Yeah. And he's so old. He's so old to be playing football. Like, who even can play at that such a high standard at that age? Not many. And also, he was there before. He was very sort of around, in and around Manchester. You know, you could like bump into him.
Did you bump into him?
He dated one of the girls, I think, on our show at one point and things like that. So I have always been a fan of Manchester United. I listened to it. I've had the posters on the walls. I've had like the football kits. I couldn't afford the real ones, so I had to have fake
ones. So from when you were a kid, you were a big fan. What about Manchester City, though? Not so much.
No. For me, Manchester City, no. You'd rather watch. You'd rather another team win if you. There's such rivalry between.
So do you have a friendly rivalry going on with some of your friends who support City?
Yes, I've got one friend, Helen, who is a huge, huge fan of City, and I think she won't even speak to me sometimes if Manchester United win certain things. It's a very serious situation, Sharon, in Manchester about football teams. And I think this has just literally blown our minds. And the love of Manchester has come back, I think, for everyone. That's worldwide.
Awesome. Yes. Isn't it? I was going to say, this is bringing the eyes of the world back to Manchester United. Because I know for a while, like, they're considered one of the best teams out there, right? But they've had a few issues lately, is that right? Am I right?
At one point I wasn't following him for a while because I was a bit like, oh god, I'm a bit embarrassed because like, what, where are they? Are they supposed to be like the greatest team alive? What is happening? So yeah, I was a bit like on the
fence. Everyone has their bad days though, don't they?
They do. And then when you sign Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, then you're back in the game.
I think we need to think of a shorter nickname for him, just Chris. For you, Georgie.
Chris Ron.
There you go.
Chris Ron.
You know what's interesting? Really, really interesting. So in the first 12 hours of his shirt being available, like the number 7 new Manchester United shirt in his honour, it sold £30 million worth of shirt sales. So it's the highest selling shirt of the season so far. Wow. And that's almost paying off. I mean, I think the club gets like 10% of that. So that's a good chunk of change to help pay off the £52 million he's going to be making over the next 2 years. I want one of those shirts now.
I want you to have one of those shirts.
Yeah, I'm going to get online and see if I can find one.
Have one of those. And I think the shop had to shut down a bit as well because
probably
it just went overload for a
website. Probably broke the internet. What's interesting as well recently about Ronaldo, did you see the story where during the Euro Cup, is that what it's called, by the way? God, terrible at this. Euro Cup. Euros.
Yeah, the Euros. We'll stick with
the Euros. Okay. So the press conference during the Euros when he got up there by the microphones and there were a couple of bottles of Coca-Cola and he's like, oh no, and he hit the Coca-Cola bottles and brought out the water and he's like, agua. Then the very next day, Coca-Cola lost about 40 billion. Was it 4 billion or 40 billion or something? The stock price, it was 4 billion, sorry. The stock price tumbled by $4 billion. Now there are some experts that say it had nothing to do with Ronaldo. Markets are just up and down, but I don't know. I tend to think that people do pay careful attention to what celebs are saying publicly because they have such a huge influence on what consumers think. But the water, funnily enough, was also made by Coca-Cola.
Oh, right. So
but people just don't know that because it doesn't have Coca-Cola displayed all over it.
I can back the influence on this as well because my boyfriend's son, who's 6, we went to watch a football match, his game, and it's chaos. It's amazing. It's one of the funnest things of the week to do is watch 6-year-olds play football and absolutely be so serious about it. And he scored 3 goals and he came running off the pitch going, I'm like Ronaldo because I scored 3. And I thought, wow, yeah, he's obsessed with Ronaldo, and even at 6 years old, he's got influence.
A hat trick. He scored a hat trick. Yeah, exactly. So I wonder if Coca-Cola has recovered since then. I need to check. I haven't invested in them, so I don't pay attention. but yeah, I'm excited. And maybe one day, Georgie, you and I will get to check out a game and watch Ronaldo in action.
I will take you.
That would be fun.
I've never been properly myself for a fun time, so I will take
let's do it next time. Amazing. I'm in the UK.
yes
sounds good. Okay, so last up, we've got a listener letter from Yvonne, who is asking, do you believe in the spirit world? I recently went to a psychic because all my friends said she was amazing. And she said some things I'm not too sure about to do with my granddad. The psychic mentioned I have other cousins that I don't know about. Should I believe her or ask my grandmother for more information? I am not very much in touch with my grandmother. Do you think it would be strange to approach her to ask this? I do believe in psychics, but it depends which psychic you are seeing, because some of them suck and are liars.
Yeah.
And then some of them are actually really good and are in tune with, I don't know if it's the spirit world, I guess it is to a certain extent, but I believe there are some that can see our futures, see our pasts, and have an idea of what's going on in our minds.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like sometimes I'm very psychic sometimes, and I'll see things and I'll be like, oh, I knew that was going to happen. So I'm not shocked.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I want to go as far as like, you know, tell your future or listen and talk to dead people. But I do have a feeling when there's people around or like ghosts about, I think, oh, I can feel it. Or there's certain haunted rooms and things like that. So I do believe in that. And I think if she is saying you have other cousins, wouldn't you just want to find out if she was right or wrong anyway? Like, wouldn't you just go to your grandmother who you've not spoke to for ages and use that as an excuse and be like, oh, hey, we don't really speak much, but I've heard this. And how are you? Because maybe, you know, get along with your grandmother. You might get along with her if you actually, you know, talk about things like that.
Well, I'm wondering, I'm trying to sort of figure out the family tree, but I'm wondering, do the other cousins mean that the granddad had kids outside of wedlock? Is that what's going on here?
That's
and
the
then that could be a really sensitive topic. But I think there is a way to ask your grandmother. I mean, you should be in touch with her more often anyway, unless there's some crazy reason as to why you're not. But I personally wouldn't ask her the first go around. I would just get back in touch, you know, spend a bit more time with her, and then find the right time. This is where we do things differently. Because you go right in for the kill, for the jugular. There's no beating around the bush.
I'd say on the doorstep.
Yeah, you would.
Hi, I'm your granddaughter. Do I have cousins?
Yeah, exactly. It's like it told me I've got other cousins, do I? And what's that mean about granddad? But no, I would sort of warm her up a little bit, you know, spend some time. And then when the time is right, and you have to sort of feel it out, right? When you're asking a bit of an awkward question, you have to feel it out. And sometimes that right time doesn't arise and you never get to ask it. But I've had some interesting experiences with psychics, because I remember one when I was in university and I'd just moved to America. And, you know, the ones who aren't real psychics, they always give you the whole, oh, I see you in a relationship. Well, that's everybody, right?
Yeah,
and then you're going to give away. You're going to give away some information. Oh, no, I just broke up. Well, it's complicated. Yeah. Or, I'm in a relationship. You're going to give something. So I'm like, you know, I'm in a relationship, but he's back in England. And you know what the psychic said? She said, oh, I know, it was very difficult for him to leave. He did not want to leave you. He didn't want to go. I said, it was me who left. I'm from England, in case you couldn't tell from the English accent. So she is just totally grasping at straws.
Yeah.
But then I remember, like, my ex-boyfriend, a different one, he went to see a psychic because he was trying to sort out some things in his life. And the psychic said to him, actually brought me up. I don't think he brought me up. And she said, oh, you have a girlfriend and she works. Is she a photographer? And he said, no, she's not a photographer. She actually works in front of the camera. She was like, yeah, I see her with a camera. This was really early stages of my career. And she said, tell her to keep following that. Keep working with the camera.
Yeah,
how crazy is that? So she thought photographer, because she saw a camera there, but she wasn't sure exactly what it was. So, and then she also told him that we weren't going to last more than 6 months. The two of us tried everything. We held on for dear life to try to prove her wrong. We broke up like 2 days shy of the relationship being 6 months. We couldn't, we just couldn't do it anymore.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's so true. And then don't you want to find her again and be like, what now in my life?
No, I'm scared. Yeah, I don't want to know.
Yeah, that's also true, isn't it? Like, if you don't, and if you sort of go towards certain things they say, does that mean that you're changing your destiny? I sort of think, because I do believe in it so much. You know, yeah. My mum was walking down the street, and it was a time when my grandma died, and this woman literally sat next to her on a bench, and she had loads of kids with her, and she started just telling my mum things that nobody else would have ever have known. And my mum obviously started crying and then kind of wanted to know more. And the woman got a bit upset. And so I think that was around the time that my uncle was told he got cancer. And it was like almost as if she kind of knew but didn't want to tell my mum because she was also going through too much heartache already. And now my mum's like, I want to find her again. And we cannot find this woman. Like, she lived in our area, but it's as if she's just disappeared and we've never found her again.
Was she an actual psychic, or she was just sort of a random woman who came up?
Yeah, well, she kind of said, like, I see these things and things come to me, and it gets a bit draining at times, and she can't help it. It wasn't like she was selling it for money or anything like that. She literally just came to my mum and was like, I think we were meant to meet, have a seat, and then told her things. And my mum was like, whoa, that I didn't ask for this or anything. But my mum was like, loved it, but then was a bit, because obviously we're all very cautious and, you know, if we go and pay for like a psychic, we think what's going to happen. But because she approached my mum, I thought that is amazing.
There was something that was really meant to be. Yeah. I can imagine. You said that the psychic said it's draining. I'm sure it's draining. You're hearing voices every time you meet somebody. You know so much about them. You can see their past, their current, their future to a certain extent. I can only imagine.
And also, Sharon, imagine if you was a psychic and all your friends knew. They'd be phoning you up all the time like, Sharon, I'm about to get the bus. What do I do? What is going to happen? And you'd be like, Georgie, shut up. Like, I am done with you. Stop asking me what my future holds.
There was a guy I went out with one time for a drink, and he admitted to me at a certain point, he was like, I have psychic abilities. And I started to get worried because all I had in my head that whole time was, oh my God, I want to get out of here. And I was wondering, can he read my mind? And I remember asking him, I said, okay, well, tell me something. He said, no, because you'll never want to see me again. I said, no, of course I will. Of course I will. I said, just tell me something. I said, all right, how many brothers and sisters do I have? Do I have any brothers and sisters? Do I have any siblings? He said, I don't want to do this, Sharon. He said, all right, the number 2 comes into my head. And I do. I have one brother and one sister. And I never saw him again after that. I was like, no, nope, I'm not. He was right.
I'm out.
Yeah, I was like, I'm out at that point, just in case. I certainly believe it. And the police investigations, sometimes they turn to psychics to find missing people or to find a body in the case of a murder. So... it's taken seriously.
It's cool. Wow.
It's very cool. And thank you to those psychics out there who are, you know, helping the world, helping people. But yeah, I think that's all we have time for. That's my psychic sense, my sixth sense is telling me that the show's over.
Yeah, thank you for listening, everybody, and reading our minds. And with Sharon Carpenter, who maybe can read my mind one day, and hopefully I'll read yours. And Georgie Porter, that's me. There's a bonus episode on Friday, which is extra lippy. We'll be back on Tuesday next week with a full episode.
We will. And you know, the more you spend time with people, you do start to be able to read their thoughts to a certain extent. That happens to me a lot. Anyway, we're back on Tuesday next week. Did I say that? No. All right. Subscribe or follow, rate and review. We want to hear from you. looselips@createproductions.com. Also at the Missy Porter, at Sharon Carpenter. And we will see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.